IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Muhammad and Shaykh Rouhani. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to you, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, 3 years ago, we missed one of the great dignitaries of Islamic Republic of Iran, General Qasem Soleimani. He was assassinated, and it was vividly clear that the U.S. we can say administration did it, and it was by the direct order of the then president on that time. Unfortunately, we missed it, and this is again another sign of the global arrogance shown by the U.S. to the Islamic Republic of Iran. Today, we want to talk about the comprehensive personality and character of General Qasem Soleimani. Let's start it with you, Shaykh Rouhani. How did you find this character? Just give us some details about the personality of General Qasem Soleimani.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we should understand that General Qasem Soleimani was an exemplary kind of figure and hero who belonged to a school of thought. Yes. And that's important to understand that this school is different from the other modern schools that nowadays we have.
Yes.
Whoever actually sacrifices himself for this kind of school or main beliefs, main, let's say, ideas, they are always winning. They are winner.
Yes.
Because if we look at this school of thought historically, we see that, for example, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam in the first Islamic century, apparently, we see that he was killed, he was martyred by Yazid, but his ideas, his main goal, his main purposes, his worldview is still alive. Because of what? Because this school of tashayyu has some principles, has some main values and ideas by which the school is always alive till the end of this world, we can say.
That's right.
When the last imam will reappear.
Yes.
So up to that time, this school will be alive. That's why, of course, sometimes you might kill some of the generals, some of the heroes mm-hmm. of this school.
Yes.
But the point is that the school will be more strengthened yes. by these kind of martyrdoms okay. and shahada.
That's right.
So this is one of the very outstanding characteristics of this school okay. and this kind of generals and heroes.
That's right. Okay, Brother Muhammad, what school exactly are we talking about?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, all praises to God Almighty and salutations to the Noble Prophet. As my brother Rouhani expressed, we're talking about the school, the Shia school of thought. Of course, this Shia school of thought, if we look at the actual meaning of it, we cannot confine it specifically to the people who claim that they follow the Prophet and the progeny and so on in the appearance of life. Rather, in the inner sense, you'll find many people who don't even know the Prophet or the Ahlul Bayt, but they are internally Shia.
Yes.
Meaning what? They are the followers of the footsteps of the Noble Prophet. Just like how Shahid Qasem Soleimani, he was rendered as a hero not only in Iran,
yes.
by the Iranian people, and not only by the Shias of the Iranian people, but also the non-Shias, non-Muslims of the Iranian people, but rather he was revered in Iraq by both the Shias and Sunnis. He was revered yes. almost everywhere in the world, including in the United States of America.
Yes. Okay.
Many people see him as a hero. Why? It's not because of just the appearance of him following the Noble Prophet and the progeny, but rather him taking that footstep, that actual footstep, embodying that those teachings in his life that really attracted the people towards him, calling him and revering him as a hero of all.
Even once his picture was on Time magazine calling him a hero.
Yeah, exactly. That is how it is.
Capital letters hero on the Time magazine. Okay.
That's exactly how it is. It's okay. not just how they perceive as the hero of an enemy. Sometimes we have to take the connotations in consideration as well. But yes. they consider the hero that is revered by many people, both okay. enemies and friends.
But when it gets to the military sense of the word, you know, now it's the difference is that For example, what do we know out of the military general, for example, all mm-hmm. across the world is very much different from what we see in Islamic lands, especially Islamic exactly. Republic of Iran. So what made him different from the other military generals all across the world?
We have to get back to the history, my brother. Mm-hmm. We have to look at what the teachings of the Noble Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt mm-hmm. say about this. You see, that war was never an integral part of Islam.
Yes.
War was a tool, not a
it
way.
It was defensive rather
it
than
was defensive. Oppressive. It wasn't oppressive.
Yes.
In opposition, if you look at the other schools of thoughts, that's not how war was perceived. War was perceived as a way of expansion. War mm-hmm. was perceived as a way of, you know, taking control of the others. It was a very oppressive tool.
Yes.
But if you look at the Islamic terminology, it was more defensive.
Yes.
And war was only used in places where it was ultimately no other way out of it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
That's why you see even the warriors at the time of the Noble Prophet going down,
yes.
right? Those who followed the footsteps of the Noble Prophet, all the warriors, they never took war as a way of life,
yes.
rather a tool where they have no other choice but to defend themselves.
That's
right?
All right.
That's why if you look at the life of Shahid Qasim in his...
Yes.
In his during his lifetime, although
yes.
he was perceived as a general,
yes.
but he was seen as a more of a spiritual person
yes.
than more of a military man.
We could find so many personalities like him during the imposed Iraqi war against Iran. So many of the generals on that time who were martyred, they were young, who were martyred. Shahid Qasim Soleimani was also, we consider their comrades. He was, we can say, the friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
He was always, you know, all in the footage and the videos that you see, he is always narrating the nice memories that he had with
yeah.
those shuhada
yeah.
during those time. I mean, you could smell the fragrance of those shuhada
yeah.
out of Shahid Soleimani, okay?
True.
The something which is really missed in the 21st century when you look at the military generals, you know, solid,
yeah.
so much solid, so much serious. And the case is that I think when the ISIS popped up all of a sudden by the conspiracies of the global powers in Syria, Iraq, you know, some parts of Afghanistan, you know, the name of Shahid Soleimani come into the scene again.
Yeah.
And it becomes, we can say, that's right. So give us some details about this school of thought. I mean, what characteristics, what features does it have? For example, being brave, being what?
You know, in Islam, particularly in Shiite reading of Islam,
yes,
we have one of the main principles which is called justice. Justice is a principle in which all Shia Muslims believe
mm-hmm.
as their own principal and fundamental belief.
That's right.
Maybe some of the Sunni branches may do not believe in this principle, but Tashayyu believes in this.
Yes.
Justice means that you must be just, you must fulfill justice in your, you know, own personal life, as well as in your social life, economic and political life. That's why we say that the Prophet should be just, Allah is just,
yes.
Imams should be just, the Imam of the prayer should be just,
okay.
the Imam of the Ummah, the nation should be just,
mm-hmm.
and then all the followers of the Imam also should be just and fulfill justice. So whenever you are adhere to the justice, it means that you must be against injustice.
Okay.
You have to fulfill this responsibility.
Yes.
That is your religious duty
yes.
that must be performed.
Yes.
So that's why...
So this is regardless of your language, race...
Of course, yeah.
Or
makes
religious
no difference
minority.
Yeah, who, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
That's why we see that the people like Shahid Qasim Soleimani
mm-hmm.
is the real follower of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam.
Mm-hmm.
Because he fulfilled justice.
Yes.
He stayed against... he stood against injustice.
Yes.
Against arrogance.
Yes.
As Imam Hussein did such.
We
As
know that when the ISIS attacked Iraq,
exactly.
there were so many religious minorities
yeah, yeah,
from Sunni Christians,
yeah.
you know, Izzadis. They
yeah.
were living in the northern part,
yeah.
you know, and Qasim Soleimani was a hero for all
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, Qasim Soleimani defended
even courts,
all of them.
You know, even courts.
Yeah, protected all
yes.
of them
yes.
against injustice,
okay.
against oppressors.
Yes.
So that is why he is considered as a hero by even non-Muslims,
mm-hmm.
non-Shia people.
Yes.
Even sometimes by his enemies, they confess and confirm that he was a hero because of these kind of actions that he performed against injustice in this area.
That's all
so,
right.
So, yeah, this is the main principle of Islam, or
mm-hmm.
our Islamic beliefs, because
yes.
we are introducing him to the maybe non-Muslims, the English-spoken
yes.
people. Sometimes they might think, okay, this kind of... battles or wars we have everywhere.
Yes.
But the difference is that we, when we defend justice, it's
yes.
a kind of belief. It's a kind of divine responsibility that is bestowed upon our shoulders by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I believe that the Western powers in the world knew Soleimani more than some of the Muslims,
Of course,
and the services that this Shaheed was given, to the region, to the whole region. ISIS was not a simple story just to pass by.
These
wild, barbaric behaviors that were done, I could remember that there were some of these Izzadis living, the women were taken as the captive, and the rest of the villages were to be taken as the captives, And we know that how ISIS treated women,
Of course.
In quotation, those people who are looking for the freedom of the women, okay? So the case is that really Shaheed Qasem Soleimani acted as a savior. Yeah. And, when you now talk to them, they believe that he was a true savior for them. Still, where is this training, rooted? For example, you could see Islam or the Shiite teachings, the school of thought of late Imam Khomeini, or being revolutionary, So where does it come from? Where does this spirit of and this power come from?
You see, every person, if you look at the biography of people, you'll find certain incidents in their life that really changed them, right?
Yes.
And you'll find that Shaheed Qasem, in his life, from his childhood, he had a very rough and tough childhood. He wasn't easy. He was in a very poor family.
Yes.
He was in his father was in debt, and to repay the debt, he came to the city of Kirman to do work, and he was working for very low wages. And he was 13 years of old, 13 years age at that time. You see, what I perceive, I personally see, is normally any hero that arises, normally arises from hardship and difficulties. Now, let me open this circle even further. You'll find Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, all these perceived freedom fighters around the world.
Yes.
They all came from a very, very difficult family life, a very difficult personal life, right?
Yes.
And they went through struggles.
Yes.
And the only way a person attains this status, and talking generally, not only specifically Shaheed Qasem, is when you go through hardship. Now, Shaheed Qasem specifically now, the hardship that he went through is no ordinary hardship. Further than that, and you were talking about, brother, you're telling me about how Shaheed Qasem is so different from the other generals, military generals of the world.
Yes.
I see him as a spiritual mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
This is
because
important.
It's very important. Why? Yes. Because you look at the way he perceives the world is so different from the other military forces.
Yes.
It's not he is going to conquer someone.
No.
He's going to save someone.
Yes, yes,
this is how he sees the world.
Yes.
And this is inherited directly from the teachings of the Noble Prophet in Ahlul Bayt.
Just look at the footage when he is in the front, in the military front in Iraq. He is talking to the other comrades and the soldiers that take care. Where are you? We can't say shooting because there might be families living, kids and children living, okay? Just be sensitive up to this point.
Yeah.
Not like the US military, with their drones, they're attacking everywhere, even with the drone, They attack Shaheed Qasem.
Those are the ahkam of jihad, if you look at
ahkam of jihad.
You're not allowed to cut down trees, let alone people who are civilians and innocent people. You're not allowed to cut down trees in the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It was very kind of you. Thank you much. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website, parstoday.com/en/call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Al-Habib, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفعة أنا لها